10 Niagara on the Lake Minor hockey teams were among the 43 that competed in the annual March Break tournament that took over both rinks at Virgil's Meridian Credit Union Arena from Friday through Monday. The annual four-day event is one of the NOTL Wolves' most important fundraisers each season. For NOTL hockey, we don't have a lot of sources of revenue, tournament convener Gino Patterson told the local. Our tournaments are basically our only chance at revenue. Without successful tournaments, we don't have a successful club. The March Break tournament is one of two hosted by the club each year. The December Harvest Classic is a rep, or travel team, competition, while the spring tournament is primarily for house league teams. House league teams from all over Ontario gathered in town to play in U9, U11, U13, U15 and U18 divisions. We also sprinkle in the U9 selects, because they don't have an opportunity to play full ice until January, Patterson explained. We have a great turnout for that every year. We actually had to turn away a bunch of teams for that division. For a lot of those teams, this is their first tournament. When the local arrived Friday morning, two Wolves teams in the U18 age group were facing off against each other, presenting a situation where one NOTL team had to lose that game. We also have three NOTL teams in the U11 category and two in the U15 group, Patterson added. The lifeblood of both NOTL minor hockey tournaments is the volunteer participation. Patterson pointed out that there were 256 slots for parents and supporters to enter their names to help out over the 4 days. We have a lot of high school kids signing up to help too, Patterson said. It's their March break, and they have the time, and it's a great way for them to earn community hours. And who doesn't love hanging around the arena? Tasks included helping Joe Zombito on the popular barbecue, where board member Carrie Plaskett estimates they sold 640 burgers and 360 hot dogs. Volunteers were also needed for running the score clocks, playing music and helping distribute medals and trophies to the winning teams. Plus there's all the preparation work that nobody really sees, Patterson added. Filling in the rosters, printing the schedules and inputting the game sheet. Thank God my son Jaden can help me with that, he's such a computer whiz. He also credited the support of sponsors such as Niagara Trailers, who donated the most valuable player trophies for each team, and Phil's Your Independent Grocers for putting together the team welcome packages with snacks. Friday's snowstorm caused a little bit of consternation for Patterson and members of the Wolves board, but it didn't seem to keep teams or spectators away from the packed arenas. And the games were starting exactly on time throughout the entire weekend. I always try to keep the local teams scheduled to play at the beginning of the day, Patterson explained. That way it gives teams from further away a little extra travel time. Last night, I was worried that some teams might not make it. Missing a game sets everything back. But so far so good, everyone has shown up on time. In the end, three NOTL teams clawed their way into championship games in their divisions. Matt Unruh's U13 team had to beat another NOTL team coached by Mike Kwiertniewski in the semifinal, going into overtime, to earn their way into the championship game. The championship game ended with Unruh's Wolves in another tie with Clearview. The game went to triple overtime, then to a shootout that ended up being just as close. Silas Unruh buried what turned out to be the winning penalty shot after goalie Xander Rigas made a clutch save on Clearview's final attempt, sealing the 5-4 shootout win and the championship for the Wolves. Steve Lidstone's U15 Wolves dominated the ESA Eagles, beating them 6-1 to take the trophy for their age group. And Rob Carroll's U18 squad met a very tough Desjardins team from Northern Ontario and ended up taking home silver medals.